Unit 8, Lesson 3.
So, what do you think we can do?
I think the most useful activity is animal therapy for people with physical handicaps, like people with spinal traumas or cerebral palsy.
How does it work?
The person touches and strokes the animal, and the movements help them become stronger and more coordinated.
The problem with that is you have to work with a physical therapist. We can't work with people with physical problems by ourselves. What about kids with emotional problems, like autism or clinical depression? Animals can help them feel more positive about themselves.
Same problem. We'd have to work with a psychologist. We aren't trained to work with kids with emotional problems.
I know. Sometimes schools want people to show the kids how to treat animals.
Good idea. I've got two ponies. So we can offer lessons on how to take care of a pony. And we can help kids who are afraid of horses.
Sure. And we can even teach them how to ride, as long as there are enough of us to provide supervision.
So, that's three things we can teach them. Taking care of ponies, basic riding skills, and not being afraid. Let's make a plan and then talk to some school principals and see what they think.